Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Okay, our next guest is Mary Wisniewski. She is a transportation writer for the Chicago Tribune. And Mary, keep your microphone open. I want you part of this conversation. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, John?
Yeah, we're doing well. I appreciate you joining us. You are not furloughed today, huh?
Nope. This is my week back, and I, what do you know? There was a lot of news to cover.
As it turns out, and I want to ask both of you, let's just start with today. Mary Vandeveld, the roads are generally open with a few exit and entrance ramps, right?
Yeah, they're mostly, well, the main roads are open. Some closures still on the Bishop Ford, you know.
Why are the ramps on Lakeshore Drive closed? If you can get into the city today, and you're supposed to be able to get in the city, why are we making it inconvenient to get into the city? I don't understand the logic behind that.
I think that they're still trying to put some limits on access, just like the city isn't completely reopened for business. There are still limits on how you can gather, and they're still trying to make it a little bit gradual as far as the reopening. We're still waiting for news for when those other ramps are going to be reopened.
The bridges are still up, right, Mary Vandeveld?
Yes, the west bridges are
Michigan Avenue is still up.
Michigan Avenue is still up, which means it's closed. Everybody gets confused when up. It sounds like it's open.
Up is open, yeah,
but
no, it's closed.
Yeah, no, so most of them have been reopened. Open ones include Lakeshore Drive, Columbus, LaSalle, Ida B. Wells, and Harrison.
Maybe better to say the ones that are up, that is, that you cannot use, and you can't get over the river at Lakeshore Drive without going through a police check, I think, right? Can you go south past the river on Lakeshore Drive today or north? Do either of you know the answer to that question?
I hadn't heard that there's a police check there right now, but I haven't actually driven through there yet either, so... but usually if there's something that's off in a story, a reader will remind me right away, and no one has said anything. So
you know what, Mary?
I believe it was earlier this morning when I came in. Mm-hmm. I think there was the restriction, and then they lifted it.
Well, I just watched you two. As you two just spoke, I took my headphones off, walked over to the window. I'm 18 stories up on the river. I just looked. North and southbound traffic on Lakeshore Drive is flowing. So you can do that.
Yeah, I don't even think there's any closures on it at this time. Removed them all from
Fullerton
from
and North and places like that.
I don't know if you know any more, Mary, but they've removed them from my list. So
right, and part of good journalism is just looking out the window. So thanks for doing that.
Isn't that funny?
I can see the bridges.
The answer is right there. So Lakeshore Drive, you can go up and down on Columbus Avenue. You can go north and south on Michigan Avenue. That and State Street would be your big north south ones downtown. Michigan Avenue is up. It's not open. You cannot go over the river at Michigan Avenue. State Street and the rest of them, it looks like you can. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Columbus, you can.
I'm trying to see if I can see State Street.
Ida B. Wells, you can get straight
and
through.
And then what about when you get off the interstates then, ladies? If I'm coming off the Kennedy and using Ohio or whatever, am I able to enter the city that way?
Yes.
The entrance and exit ramps on 290 and 9094 are open.
And I think Lower Wacker Drive is open now, too, right?
Well, that's been open the whole time.
Yeah, right.
There's never been closures on Lower Wacker.
Right, that's how workers have been getting back and forth is what I've been hearing from people who were, that's where they were directed.
It's funny, though, because, and just to make things interesting, I mean, so, pandemic, racial unrest, but then we had storms so great that Lower Wacker Drive was closed during the pandemic because of the flooding and the loss of power to the Sears Tower. So they had to close the Lower Wacker Drive there to pump and do work. But that was just briefly, like for a couple of days some time ago.
Just to keep things interesting, we're waiting for the plague of locusts.
Your colleague, when I said to Eric Zorn at the Tribune, I said, at least we don't have locusts. He said, we have murder hornets this year.
That's right.
So the only thing we don't have is asteroids. And if you see one, don't call. So then anything else we should know just about the highways, ladies? That sounds like ground transportation is flowing pretty freely throughout the metro area, right?
Right, but I think that people should be aware that, you know, there are still protests going on in different areas. There's a protest going on right now in Little Village. So, you know, build in some time and be patient and be prepared to, you know, maybe take another route.
Divvy bikes were being used maybe by criminals or being vandalized. So those were shut down and out of service over the weekend and I think yesterday and Tuesday. But divvies are available for rent again, right?
That's right. They started again at 6 a.m. this morning, and they're going to be available till 8 p.m. The mayor said yesterday that they had been used in, you know, in connection with committing crimes and that she couldn't turn a blind eye to the issue. And so that's why they went down. The Active Transportation Alliance yesterday started a petition asking for divvy to be brought back and asking for transit service to be brought back. And Mayor Lightfoot explained the reasons. But now things are back. There are still some restrictions on transit, but things are, you know, reopened. Things are traveling downtown again.
Metra is running and the CTA are both running again today?
Right, though with some restrictions. Metra is running on a Sunday schedule and not all of the lines are back open. Most of the lines are back open. CTA is running, but there are a few stops downtown where there's some closures. And Pace is running again. You know, they had their I-55 express service downtown closed. Paratransit wasn't running downtown. And all of that is back today.
And Mary, would you say Vandeveld now, who follows the moment-by-moment flows of traffic for us at WGN, is traffic starting to pick up in the metro or on the highways? I don't hear you reporting long travel times.
I've been looking every day, looking for a delay. I'm like, come on. I thought people would be returning to work this week. I thought a lot more would be. But, you know, with CPS still closed and a lot of people with COVID, they don't want to or choose not to come back to work and have not been ordered to come back to work. So I have really not seen anything. Now, today we did have a couple of very serious accidents, but I think that was because of the rain as well.
I've noticed, this is just anecdotal, but I've noticed a few more cars when the roads are flowing than, say, 2-3 weeks ago, but just a trickle. Like every road I'm on, city, interstate, Lakeshore Drive, the tri-state, Stevenson, it's the limit. You can go 80 on the Stevenson from here to Joliet.
People are still going way too fast. I don't know what you've heard, Mary, but it's insane. People are exceeding speed limits everywhere.
That's right. The National Safety Council is warning about this, that this is something that they're seeing around the country. And I did some research on crashes, and the crashes have been less because there's fewer cars out there, but the ones that have happened have been a bit more serious with more injuries, and this could be related to speeding. And Illinois State Police in Chicago has been warning for people to slow down because, you know, you shouldn't use that. Because what happens is that you get into a crash and you have a serious injury, and then you have to go to a hospital and take up space that, you know, maybe should be going to a COVID patient.
I've also noticed more pedestrians and cyclists on the city streets for obvious reasons, but sometimes in the middle of the lane and sometimes not paying great attention. And you've got fast cars, and B, eventually all the cars are going to come back. So don't forget, everybody, the streets are kind of for the cars. And the sidewalks are for the pedestrians, and then the bicycles go wherever the hell they want to go. And we're all going to have to learn to share these spaces again when we start to come back. But it's very weird right now. In the city, my experience is, in the city of Chicago, think about this, you will see as many pedestrians and bicycles per square car length as you will automobiles and buses. It's just a strange view.
Well, that opens up the question, though, John. You know, should the streets all only be for cars? You know, that's something that advocates are asking. And the city has already doing an open streets project on Leland, and other open streets projects are being tried around the country where, you know, we're opening up the streets for people because it helps to socially distance if you have more room and you're not just walking on the sidewalk.
I actually tried to go down Leland the other day and thought, oh, no, there's a rally or something worse, or what the hell's going on there? And then Brenda said, no, I think that's for bicycles now.
They're walking. They're walking and biking on Leland instead of driving. It's hard when you're, and I've been taking lots of long walks during the pandemic and often find myself in the street because I want to get around somebody and make sure that, you know, we're 6 feet apart and there's not room to do that on the sidewalk.
So Mary Vandeveld, then, if folks do decide to start coming back into the city of Chicago, whenever they do, I've recommended this. If you want to see our beautiful city, and by the way, the lawns are not even trampled upon. If you get near Millennium Park, which is blocked off, if you go near the Riverwalk, which is blocked off, it looks lovely. But if you just want to drive around, get out of your house, come to Chicago. You can go up and down Lakeshore Drive, and it's just beautiful, and there's no cars. It's never been a better time to tour the city. There's just nothing to do when you get here.
Totally agree. Well, you can eat outside at a restaurant now.
So. So you can gingerly do that.
And you can ride a Divvy bike, so park somewhere and get a bike.
Mary, any last transportation observations from you about where we are and where we're going to be next?
Well, one thing... What we're going to be focusing on coming up is whether people are going to be coming back on public transit in the same way that they did before.
Yeah.
As things start opening back up, people are worried about crowding in, and public transit officials have been saying maybe what we need to do is, you know, employers have to have different start times so that everyone's not crowding in during rush hour. Maybe we'll, you know, see, at least for the next few months, the end of the old rush hour. We're not going to be seeing people, you know, cheek by jowl in trains, because people are, you know, it's dangerous, and people are going to be starting at different times, working from home. It's going to look different.
Mary Wisniewski writes about transportation at the Tribune. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate your expertise as always.
Thank you so much, John.
And Mary Vandeveld's just down the hall in WGN Traffic Central. Thanks for that, Mayor. You got another traffic report for us here in a minute, don't you?
I sure do.
It's right around the corner.